Anthony Hopkins is in his late 40s. During his younger years, he suffered from autism. He began making art in the form of small drawings, which he now markets in Australia and the US. His work depicts psychic lights and other phenomena which he sees. He lives in a sheltered environment in Sydney.
On Anthony Hopkins. A curiously dreamlike army of lighted psychic apparitions from another earth play and revel in the mania of utopia. Nothing about chaos theory here, rather the ordered and somewhat makeshift dance of the intimate festival of the self. Psychic lights, wizard lights, and space orbs dance, carouse, caress, mate in a translucent subconscious that is gossamer soft and malleable like putty, and yet vegetable crisp. What becomes slightly alarming after they have wooed you is that they are intelligent and sentient lights with characters like Snow White's dwarves. These are the lights that illuminate the dark recess at the back of the brain during dream. And Tony Hopkins is sitting there, notebook on his lap, casually drawing them. It's a simple world of endlessly varied amoeba without tragedies, only the lofty inspiration soul, although somewhere a plaintive sadness echoes endlessly, not because the lights aren't real, but because only their author sees them. Come to think of it, is it an alien planet he is in communication with? And when will we get to talk to them? I suppose it is the belief in them that makes them, and love, and friendship, so much more than something as hard as them being refracted light from dust particles. They are Anthony's friends, and we are being introduced to them, and their fairy floss warmth, one after the other, not for the purpose of curiosity, but to learn of good nature and mystery. It is engrossing to think that so many variations can be produced, and none of them have any bad temper. When everything seems so well adjusted, who would suspect a fly in the ointment? But there is. A big one. More like a woolly mammoth in the ointment, really. They are Anthony's black drawings, in which he rails against the concrete structure that has grown about him. Often accompanied by writing, he attempts to demolish what he sees as negative, and in no tactful manner. He cajoles it to be better, to improve itself, and casts black curses against it when it won't. For it is of a different order, this reality, to the populace of ordered humble beings that he creates. So the black drawings and writings continue, deemed necessary, although they are ineffectual. Obviously there is no place for such blackness of soul with his space orbs, wizard lights and other such beings. Anyway, they wouldn't understand it, so the spleen and bile of life finds an explosive offering elsewhere. Somewhere indeed harmless to his cosmology, on another planet, ours, where it seems to be most appropriate. Meanwhile, in this utopia he makes, not even a tremor is felt, because he has long since become its doting father, and its inhabitants are too precious to intimidate with the terrors of life.